And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Season 7 finale of a show called The Middle tonight on ABC. It is one of Jen and my favorite shows.
And one of the best characters on it, Brick Hick.
That's right. And here's a little preview of Season 7 here.
Big day.
Wednesday on the season finale of The Middle.
Not valedictorian, so much for my moment in the sun.
But this mom's determined to fix this.
Because I care about my child.
What's his teacher's name again?
The Middle season finale, ABC Wednesday.
Jen, you know our Wednesday routine.
Yes.
Around the Truda household. This is very famous now. We go to Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Addie wants Chipotle.
Right.
We come home and we watch all of the ABC shows on Wednesday night.
I think it's the best lineup that we've had in a long time. It's
no question.
The only lineup that our whole family will sit down and we all watch The Middle. We all watch Modern Family. We all watch The Goldbergs.
Yes. And Black-ish. We go right through the end of it.
So we don't make it up.
Today, one of my favorite characters, one of your favorite characters, Brick Hick from The Middle, is played by Atticus Schaefer. And Atticus joins us on the show this morning. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
So this is the end of season 7, then, of The Middle. Tonight is the season finale.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a big episode for Brick because you're graduating middle school, right?
Yes, and to me this is really cool because the last, this would be the third of the last three seasons now, every season finale has been a graduation. First it was Axel's, then it was Sue's, and then you get to Brick's now, and so it's really cool to complete that lineup, you know, complete that set of storylines, and now we get to see where Brick is moving into for high school.
And I've got to say, I'm sorry that you're not the valedictorian. You know, it's
Thank
like
you.
there's a part of your character, and this is great because the show appeals such to our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's funny, it's exaggerated, but it's also there's a little piece of, oh my gosh, I recognize our family in that by time it gets to the third kid around, everyone's kind of going, ah, okay. I mean, whatever. It's graduation, whatever.
Right, exactly. No, and you know, and that's the thing. Actually, you brought up a good point. This is what I say in regards to the show, because people go, why do you think it's so relatable? Well, I think it's relatable because we're taking real-life situations, and obviously we exaggerate them because it's a show. You know, we can do that. And in a way, when stuff happens to us in real life, in our heads, it seems more exaggerated than it probably is. So it makes it seem even more, you know, relatable to a lot of people, especially for me.
Sadly relatable, but one of my favorite episodes is when Sue goes off to college, and so your parents basically just start paying attention to her. They're texting her constantly. They're worried about the older siblings, and they completely forget about you. Like, have we even fed him today? And it's sad, but, you know, yeah, by the third kid, you're kind of like, he's all right.
Well, and that's actually, you bring up a good point, because I play the character of Brick, and so being the actor, I don't get to be in the writer's room, so I don't get to see what kind of storylines they're coming up with when we go into a new year. And so at the end of last year, I'm going, oh, wow, you know what? That means that both of the kids are out of the house now. So it's probably going to be some really cool Brick, Frankie, Mike storylines. I might be working a lot next year.
Yeah.
No, and we start off very slow for me. I'm like, wow, I already have 2 days off this week? Okay, cool. I guess I'll go call my brother and see how my nieces are doing or something.
Well, and you guys have already been renewed for an 8th season, so you heading off to high school, there's a lot of potential for you there.
Yes, yes, a lot. And that's something that really excites me because, you know, I this last year on the show, being able to make the friend in Troy and then Brick has his girlfriend Cindy, it's cool because now he finally has the beginnings of his little friend group, and that's a new outlet for storylines and people to interact with. So now that we're moving on to high school, obviously all the kids are older, Brick is older, and so it's a new dynamic there. And being a hobbit, I think it's going to be a funny storyline to see how everyone now is so much taller than Brick is, and Brick kind of is like this little smart, small hobbit kid.
You know, you were talking earlier about how the writers will sometimes incorporate things from your life. We've talked about this, like Eric Stone Street, you know, he was Fizbo the Clown on
right.
Modern Family. What is Atticus like away from the screen, and has some of that made it into Brick the character?
You know, that is a good question to bring up, because actually I feel like I have become, being on a show for so long, you commit to a character, and this is sometimes an issue for a lot of actors, because either people will see them consistently as that character, or because they haven't had the opportunity to branch out, they kind of get stuck in that character. And so when they go to try to do other work, it sometimes can be more difficult because of just the sheer fact that something might be going for such a long time. But, you know, Brick, there's things about me, especially me when I was younger, that made it into Brick. I was the one that brought the short hair to the character. I was the one that thought of the looking down when whispering. And then different things like, you know, enjoying Legos or loving to read and things of that nature, I incorporated into the character. That's me from real life. Or the Sergeant McKenzie scenario from the Halloween episode of dressing up as that character from military history and then people not knowing who you are. It's those things I've incorporated to the character, and now that I'm older, I've been on the show for so long, and then I get summers like this, I'm kind of like, well, my hair grows quickly. Let me maybe have a different haircut for a while and see what happens. You know, and so it's kind of now I'm just eking my way into branching out, and it's kind of like I get a little taste of it, and then it's like, okay, that's enough for now, back into Brick, and then I'll do Brick for another season, and then see what happens next hiatus, you know what I mean?
So you have some time off now. What are you going to do this summer?
You know, that's actually, it's funny, because when we work for 8 months out of the year. We usually do 4 weeks on, 1 week off, and then we get those extra weeks for, like, the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and stuff. But it's a long period of time. It's the majority of the year, and normally it's spent filming. So my mom and I, we kind of had, because my mom is the one who always drives me, I don't drive yet. It's funny because we have kind of like a month of just trying to, like, purge that feeling of, oh my God, what's my call time?
Right.
Because I will wake up with panic attacks like that. I'll look at the clock and I'll go, oh, that seems way too late. What was my call time? What are we filming today?
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, it's like when you've gone to school for so long, and I've even had dreams where I show up to work, my shoes are missing, and I no one gives me a pair of sides to look at my lines for the day, and like everyone has that judgmental look, and it kind of feels like that you show up to the test in your underwear type of dream. Except for me, I'm not worried about being in my underwear. I'm worried about not having shoes on because I'm a huge germaphobe, and I don't want to, and the stage floors are filthy. So.
But we have that too. Jen had this the other day where you show up in radio and there's nothing to play. It's dead air. There's nothing going on.
My computer won't work. I can't get any news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, you guys get it.
Yes. No, exactly. We understand. I think it happens there's a lot of jobs that happens in. You just show up and there's nothing. You can't do anything about it. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Right, exactly. And you know, that's the to me, it's a blessing and a curse when you have a good work ethic. See, I love that sense of, wow, we accomplished something. And especially being on a show, it's something that we're actually able to see and have it come to fruition. And then I get to talk to people like you or even fans directly, you know, on social media and stuff and get to hear the feedback from the show. But because of that work ethic, you get fears like that. You get those phobias that develop.
Sure, absolutely. Atticus Schaefer from The Middle. Tonight is the season finale of Season 7 on ABC. It airs at 7 p.m. Kansas City time. And, man, we sure certainly appreciate the time. That you are just awesome, and I feel like we could talk to you all day long.
I appreciate that. I love talking to you guys. This is fun.
Well, keep in touch with us, and then when you get ready for Season 8, come back on, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you bet.
Will do, absolutely.
All right. Well, no, you've got a lot of fans in KC watching tonight who are squarely in The Middle, enjoying The Middle. So there we go.
Thank you so much.
All right, Atticus. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
You too. Thank you.
Supremely a good kid.
Yes.
Love that guy.
17.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Everybody watch that show. It is awesome. We sincerely thank him for his time. Atticus Schaefer from The Middle. Clowns to the left of me.
Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.